The Gemara says, apologize. The Gemara says that Mavet Rav also says Mavet Odom. Right? Rav Odom, Mavet Odom. The Gemara says, I don't understand the Mishnah and the read well. The Mishnah reads, okay, we'll say Mavet means Odom, then how do you carry on? The Mishnah carries on and says, Shmir is Gufoy, Shmir is Shmirosan Adecho. Okay, we answer that one. Then the guy's the cash of Shmiroson Olecho. Shmiroson Olecho means Shmir of them, it's on you, it's not Shmiroson of them, on you, it's on you, right? It should say Shmiroson Olecho. So then the Gemara said, I hear those questions. Or the Tamid. According to you, Hard the Tony Karo, 4 lines up at the end of the Gemara, Hard the Tony Karo, Karo, had the price. Which you learn like this. Avol v'sizikin, it's not a mission. It's a price. Avol v'sizikin v'odom echad mehem. And Odom is one of them. So this price is in foolish. That Odom is one of the four. And in that same price carried on, Shmirasa Mareva. So we have the same question. Even according to you, we have the same question. Odom, Shmiras Gufoy or Lampu. It shouldn't say Shmirasa Mareva. It should say Shmir's good boy. Oh, that's the question. What do you mean by even according to you? Very good. That is this question. What do you mean by even according to you? Even according to who? Who is you? Right? So it says Tosis. It means who's arguing with Rav? Who's arguing with Rav? Shmuel. And what's Shmuel hold?
It's
Shem. Mabe is Shem. So even according to you, then Mabe is Shem. And the Mishnah reads Gevaldik. But the Brisa is not going to read. Because the Brisa says clearly that one of the four is Odom. That's what the Brisa said. So even if the Mishnah means Mavid Shem, and the Mishnah reads, we have Shoy, Boy, Shem, and Ish. So the Mishnah can read very well. Shmiros Son or Lecho, the Shmir of them is on you, but the Brisa is not going to read. And you, Shmuel, are going to have to explain how to read the Brisa. The same question you got on me, how to read the Mishnah, you're going to have on yourself, how to read the price. Let's see that in Tosfos, and then I'll take the price for or the Tamid.
But we think the Mishnah is in part of the price.
Oh, that the Gemara says, yeah. We don't have the price. The Gemara knows it.
The Gemara said that. You didn't see the words.
No, that's right. It's in between the line. You didn't read that? You couldn't see it? It's like as black on the white as possible. Let's read in the Gemara then, if you want. The Tamik, part of Tony Karna, that what Karna said, Arba Ovis Nizikin, there's four, and Odom Ephraim, and one of them is Odom. That's what Karna said, Odom Shmir is good for you. Odom. So, what's the most question? The Karna read the Mishnah the same way we read it. Just Karna had the Bryce the same way we have the Mishnah, saying, Arba Ovis Nizikin, and Odom is one of them. And but the rest of the Mishnah is all the same. Shmiras son olech. So we have the same question. Adam Shmiras gufer olech. So that's how Tetzis is. No Tamek says Tetzis. Pirush. Ah, people tame and mabe is a shame. Even if you would say, people tame, even if you would say, mabe is shem, you're going to have a problem from Kaun. Even if you're saying the Mishnah itself, mabe is shem. But Kaun said, Adam is one of the four. So how will Kaun, how will you explain Kaun? How Kana carries on reading this Mishnah, that if it's a Mishnah, or the price of it, it's following the same format as our Mishnah exactly. How will he learn it? You have the same question. Why are you asking me? I have a question on Kana as well.
That's all the time.
Yeah, yeah sure.
You push on the Shabbat, and you have a Mishnah versus price. Doesn't the Mishnah have a little more weight to it?
So,
you
yeah.
Going to have
okay, so what? Well, I still have a question on you. How do you read the price?
Okay, but maybe I don't need to worry so much about reading Bryce because this is my way, at least reads with the Mishnah. Your way reads with the Bryce, but that's a great condition.
So I'll explain to you a way that you'll be able to read the Bryce anime. So Mark carries on to say to me, all that, yeah. So truth, I'm not convinced it's a Bryce. It could be Karana had a way of reading our Mishnah. There's Abba, obviously, Zikin, and one of them is one of them. Sounds to me more of a Bryce.
fact that Karnas is not going to happen is not a ready proof Ralph's case.
Well, kind of. A support to Ralph.
Regardless of this context of the additional
it's true. It's a support for Ralph, it's true. Tila and Odom is one of them. But that's not such a question, but we know that Shmuel agrees that Odom is one of them. Right? Shmuel agrees, just happens to be that it's mentioned later on in the Mishnah, they wouldn't have to be on that base of David. So there's no real machlokes between Rav and Shmuel on whether Odom is an Av.
So
everyone agrees to that. It's just like
so
the Mishnah means.
So if Odom is one according to Shmuel as well,
everyone agrees to that.
So why is this more?
Because Shmuel says our Mishnah is talking about the four that are moment and months. So Shaila just have to learn a Mishnah. There hasn't been any nafka mina or license between Rav and Shmuel. Everyone agrees there's a Mishnah that says Odom is one of them. Shaila's why repeats it there or doesn't repeat it there. That's the Shaila between Rav and Shmuel.
So far, there's no nafka mina
between Rav and
Shmuel. Yeah, I've had it. But in terms of halacha, they will agree.
Yeah.
This came back to the discussion. Does Karnas prove this is the way to read the Mishnah problem?
I know. Well, yeah, the Brises. The Brises itself is going to say not focusing on long term.
That's what we did to introduce. Since almost every way to read the Mishnah, that my folks have to read the Mishnah.
I'm saying, not just the Brises, it doesn't prove that that's what the Mishnah means. But the Brises, as since we all agree, always one of the others, one of the others. And the Mishnah here is just, could be just focusing on long term. So you don't you bring me another bite, it says all of Pakistan. So I agree there's an all of it. Mishnah Alain is all. Our Mishnah is not focusing on all of it. So Shmuel would say.
One more question, well, sorry.
Yeah.
If we we still write the Mishnah, I think it is, but we say that when we say three, we mean three but not four. Why are you saying it's not four and not five? How do you deal with that?
Taste is first. Taste is on the page. No, and they said the first thing, the base on Adam. So that's why I'm going to say hen, because the limit is more.
So what's not, why are you doing this?
It's not so bad, it's not so, once we say we're focusing on Maman and Mazik, so there's four that are Maman and Mazik, yeah? There's more, there's four that's Maman and Mazik, four main ones Maman and Mazik.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah.
But that works for sure.
Right.
Come to that. That meant there's only because show means all three. Okay. Adam Shmirin's proof of Yolo. Last thesis. So, this is what thesis do you want? This thesis. No, you'd rather say what thesis want.
We had rice. We had ounce of rice, but you're not based.
Yeah, you're coming with the cash. So let's go with what Jesus wants first. You're going to. I know Jesus. Yeah, what Jesus want?
Why?
They're now focusing on the mission of Beis Medav. The mission of Beis Medav said that Tzav Shabbat Shabbat Shadark on the Hazik, which we also know. No mention of Mormon there. Doesn't say Mormon. As you were saying, that Yimla is the price of this. In our Mishnah, it doesn't say more. And the reason is, I understand why. Because since one of them is Odom, and Odom's not Momin. So you can't say Momin in the Mishnah. One of them is Odom. Odom and Mazik's not. So Gunter Rav is very good. Odom Shmir is good for your law. Says thesis, Mikan Mashma really doesn't have anything to do with the Dibur Masa. Mikan Mashma, the Loigo Sinon, or maybe it does kind of. Mikan Mashma, the Loigo Sinon, the Masnissin, from a Moyo. You can't be goyis in a Mishnah, the words, Hatzal the Shabbos Ren, that's your money and you have to look after it. Why not? Because, says thesis, Midaloi Parech, Nami Hocho, why did the Gemara not ask here? Since the Gemara didn't ask here, Adam, Adam's your money. The Gemara asks, well, Shmiros and Shmiros, good for your love. The Gemara didn't like the word Shmiros and Aleph. Should be Shmiros, good for your love. Why didn't the Gemara ask the other question? Adam's your money. Adam's thing to do with money. Elema, didn't go this. Mommy. And this is added on an extra line here in this different Gersh stories. If we go with the Gersh on the side, ומשום בורי ואיש, נמי, so, נמי, דיברש אליה. And anyway, it can't be נמי אינך, because בורי doesn't have to be a money, and איש doesn't have to be a money. So anyway, in this Mishnah, it wouldn't say that. So going to Rav, it can't be נמי אינך. And obviously we didn't have that Gersh, otherwise we would have asked it on Rav. But he said anyway, because of ish and bori, he said also, it's not your money. So put it in your Mishnah, it's not your money. And therefore, is another additional reason why I shouldn't say in the Mishnah, me moincha. Good? You can't say, atzad ha-shoroshen, that is your money. Yeah. We treat it as your money. It's not.
But it's impossible to say treat it as your money when dealing with Adam. Because it's your son.
That's right. So Adam definitely has to be out.
Right.
And also, you're not coming.
First of all, why can't you be Adam also be considered money? Once you say that war is money, why can't you say that Adam is money?
Well,
it's your only responsibility.
Responsibility doesn't mean you're money. You are not your money. Yeah, you are completely invaluable.
Contrary to
you are invaluable.
Christ.
Saved
my life.
Right? There's no value on a person. Even when we say we just say, work out how much a person's worth by selling this in the market, it's not really his value. Just saying it. How much an effort that we work with. Not the reason why I have to look after myself is because of my money. And I took after my money. It's because I am myself. That's why I took after myself. It doesn't make sense to say that money is wrong. Not your money. Your money.
Can you be the spokesperson?
No problem. Oh. Some people have a gift for my money to call. Which maybe reads a bit nice. Why? Midlay parish. How do I know that? Midlay parish. Nami hafuz.
The word different gears is about the Mishnah.
We don't have this gears on the main.
We don't have this. What are we saying?
The Mashmalay also say the gears.
There wasn't gears floating around.
That's bootmaker meant not to have that gears. Midlay parish and nami hafuz. Since the Gemara didn't ask here. Odom, you know, you're more than us. How can you say Mav is Odom? How does it fit in the Mishnah? It's not Mamoino. And we don't have it. Now I'm going with the Gius on the left hand side of the Gemara, the Gilead on the Gemara. Umishum Boy of Eish, Nami, so Mamoku. And because of Boy and Eish, you also have to delete it. Could the brush, like I explained earlier, that Boy and Eish also doesn't have to be your money. So you also have to delete it.
Unless you have a more expensive comments.
Yeah, that what? Not me, yeah. The tree did it.
Oh, you're responsible.
Yeah. Yeah. The other Gersa that we have in the Mishnah Tesis, I didn't go with this, I went with the Gersa on the side. There's another Gersa that says that you don't need to remove it. You don't need to delete the word. If you have such a Gersa, my money, you can keep it. Like I explained earlier, that my money can be Navdafka, so you can say also about all. As the other gifts we have in the Tesis, I wrote on the side. And then if you allow it by boy, you can say it's treated as if you're mine. It's hard to say on yourself, it's treated as if you can.
Exactly.
It's yourself. So I wrote the gifts on the side. There is such a gifts in the Tesis, but try and keep one out. Let's try and go with the Gemari. Masjid Bo, Mori, top of the page, on the base. And Mori had a question. The Imam Mabe is the Hamayim. Perhaps Mabe is Ma. What's bothering you? Why do you want to suggest that Mabe is mine? Wow. Stop throwing out something else. We haven't sworn that Mabe means, one says Mabe means, all that means, all the ones Mabe is. Shane, I think it's mine. Why do you think so? Why do you want to suggest it?
It's in the first place.
Oh. So it says Ruben that Ramat, that Mori is coming back up with this time, which we have enough base on the base. Each one was saying Mabe, It's my, it was Odo or Shem, based on a posuk, but the posuk didn't really fit in according to either of them. So asking, well, I've got a posuk that fits in better. Maybe it's mine. Mine, it fits in better with the words. Like, we're going to bring a posuk where you see mine is Mavet. So why go along and say Mavet is Shem, where it doesn't really fit in with the words? So Mavet's Odo doesn't really fit in with the words. Mifti, remember the loss of the God, Mifti. Haiko, what's the loss of the Mifti? Mifti, Kro, give it up with this. Mifti, Kro, Loika Mardaiki, the Loika Mardaiki. The boss is not master, not like you, not like you. So why are you saying what you say? Give it to what you say. But why don't we say it's mine? Mine fits in better in the boss.
Okay. Really, that is truly asking, like, a generation or two after, I have an idea, based on the prophet, okay.
Yeah.
I have no way of reading the Mishnah. I've
got a question. Why didn't you read it this way? You're using a passage that's not Mishnah. Why didn't you read it
this way? It's not so words.
Maybe you want to have a shh. I'm one of them.
That's what I'm referring to. It's really...
No,
it's really asking straight up that this is a possibly related Mishnah.
Have you got a reason to say why not?
Yeah, because this Masorah.
Ah, goodness.
I think it's a big question.
Oh, I've got that one. Maybe I got a different question, it would be a catch, but that one's Masiwa Mori. Maybe Mavet there. Mavet Zaman. Yeah, there is a catch, so it's not that one. Masiwa Mori. Maybe Mavet Zaman. Maybe. The one stuff. What's your question? I was told last time, we don't want questions. Oh, very good. That's a good question. Maybe Mav is our mine. That's a good question. Maybe Mav is our mine. Maybe Mav is mine. Mav is mine. Mine, what? What is mine? Says Rashi. Maybe Mav is our mine. Shim Shayfer Odom Maymor. And Shusarabim. If somebody pours water into Shusarabim, and he dirties his solids, his garments, his clothes, Chai Hashim on the person's time to pay for the damage. So it sounds very much like Boeing, no?
It does.
So pretty sure. So it's already covered. We've got Boeing in the Mishnah. How can you tell me Mav is mine? We have Boeing already written in the Mishnah. So Odom Shayf Kotten. Main of the Shusrava and dirty since Kalim, it should be Chai. But we know that that's from Boy. So, what's the answer to Shur's question?
Well, Boy does not have Chai for Kalim.
Boy does not have for Kalim. Very good. So, that's what the Chiddush is. Maybe Mavi is mine. And there's a new type of Mavi, a new type of Mazi, which is Chai for Kalim. Mavi, if you pour water, you're Chai for Kalim. So, Boy is the normal Boy. Somebody falls into a pit. There you're part of a kalim, and somebody throws water in the street, and because that somebody's kalim gets spoiled, he'll have to pay. So maybe so that's what the boss is.
Standing them to support.
No, it's a new mazik. There's the boy, and there's mame. There's two different maziks. One is part of a kalim, one's chai for kalim. Hey, your mame is a
mayim.
The water is not flowing. It's a support of the water. There's a lot of the mission of the rashi nit nefu kalim. Somebody else came, and his caving got dirty, so it passes. Right, so it's heat through the water. And then somebody else came, so the water's a passive. It's like water. It's not water.
It's just like water.
It's exactly like boy, just with a different thing. Boy is part of the caving, this will be kind of caving. Sure, maybe. So why should I say Mav is mine? Can the same kick boy age? We see Masim Maim Tiver Ish. The Posik Yeshaya is describing how Hashem's Maim is going to really cause sorrows to the enemies of Galison. And like Ish melts down things and water causes fire to bubble, so too Hashem is going to do it to the enemies. The enemies will see how Hashem completely dissolve democracies. So you see, we use the word tiber, ish. Tiber, mave sounds similar, right? So So maybe Mabe is nine. Maybe Mabe is nine. Says the Gemara, no, what do you want? Doesn't say it. No, Mabe is not nine. Mixiv Mari Nivu. Doesn't say Mari Nivu. And doesn't say the Mishnah in Posuk. Mai nivu. Mai nivu means the water is causing the fire to bubble. Mai nivu. The mai nivuish. The mai causes the water to bubble. The fire is bubbling. And if you pour the water into a flame, that is the water causing the fire to bubble. Right? It doesn't say that. Tiveish. It's the fire causing the water to bubble. So don't tell me that mave means Mayim from this pasuk. This pasuk saying the opposite. This pasuk saying that the fire is causing the water to bubble. So the lashon of this pasuk of Tiber is on fire. It's not on water. It's on fire. So you wanted it to be on Mayim. It's not going on Mayim. It's going on ish. We can just take you back just to understand the Gemara. Why did Rimori want it to be a new pasuk? Why did he want it to be Mayim? But Reuven said, why?
Because the other second word, and that actually.
So Shem and Odom doesn't fit into the word Mame. Mame, if it's Eish, if it's Odom, it should be Boy. And if it's Shem, it should be. What was wrong with Shem? Mame, then Nib or something, no? Nib, should have said Nib. Right? So the word Mabe doesn't fit in, not with Shen and not with Odom. And that's why we want it to be referring to mine. What pasuk are you going to bring me that shows that Mabe is mine? What pasuk? Mayin Tive Eish. Mayin Tive Eish. Says the Gemara, well, had it said Mayin Nibu, then you'd be right. Had it said my nibble, then you'd be right. Then we know Mabe is mine. But it doesn't say that. It's the Eish is the one doing. It's the book. Had it said my nibble, then you'd have a time. Maybe Mabe is mine. I don't want it to be going on Shen, because by Shen, it should be in the mission. Nibble. It says Mabe in the mission. I don't want to be in Odom. Odom, it should be Boy. Mission is Mabe. So I want it to be with mine. Why? Because mine, it says nibble. Why is that any better? The Mishnah said Mave. You don't want the Mishnah to be Odom or Shem because the word Mave doesn't fit in with the pasuk of Odom or Shem. Well, how does the word Mave fit in with the word Nive, Nibu of Mayim? The whole reason why you don't want to go with the other Mahalchim is because the pasuk didn't fit in. So what are you bringing? Bringing Mayim. Okay, Mayim, it would say Nibu, then it would be good. It's still not Mishnah. The Mishnah said Mave. If that's the reason why you wanted to change, you picked the wrong word. No, Shavuot, what do you say? You have a pshat. If the reason is that Reuven said, then the reason why Reuven is coming along with a new explanation because he says it fits in better with the apostle, I'll call Mabe to fit in with this word of Nibu. But we're done. Mabe and Nibu are two different words. That's like Shem. Remember, Shem was Nibu. And we said, oh, that's not Mabe. No, actually not. No, Nibu is that the water would cause the fire to bubble. It's active. But the question is that the words Mabe and the Mishnah is not. So that counts for two. This is second place on the page asks. What Reuven said in Pshat, and why Reb Mori is saying it, is the first line of the first Tosfos. And the second Tosfos asks this kashya. So, yeah, Shem, you'll get that. I think you haven't seen this Tosfos yet. You'll get there and you'll work out the Tosfos, this kashya. We're asking specifically Mayim, so it should fit in with the Pasuk. Some or another, with Mayim, the word Niver is more related to Mave than with Shem, Niver related to Mave. Somehow or another, that's the binyan. How you get there? You'll see in Tosfos when you get there. Fine, right in the Gemara. Maski blows it. Here comes the big kasha. Maski blows it. Oh, Tive Ish is referring to the fire. Oh, so okay. Maybe Mavis Ish. Maybe Mavis Ish. Pick them Zid. How can you tell me Mabe Shen? How can you tell me Mabe's Olo? Maybe Mabe's Eish. That's the also Tibe Eish. Mabe, Tibe. That's the same word. Mabe, Tibe is the same word. Does Mabe. And now, but Mabe Eish. It's Eish. So maybe Mabe's Eish. When the Posuk writes Tibe, the Eish of the Tibe, it's referring to Eish. It's referring to Eish. So maybe Mabe's Eish. What a catch. How can you tell me Mabe's Shen? Oh, or maybe it's Eish. Okay, we're all quiet. Yochim. Very good, excellent. You could ask a different question. Yochim, my Mabe Vaheve. What's. How do you read the Mishnah? Mabe and Heve. If Mabe's Eish, Heve's Eish. It's repentance. Big deal. But he didn't push my fascist. Explain. Hamabe, what's Mabe? Ever. That's what it is.
That's an impossible suggestion.
Oh, that's a question, right? Yogi. Well, what's the problem? That's not such a catch.
Which is?
It doesn't say show boy Vema, right? So it means show boy Vage, right? How am I going to get this? I'm telling Mabe, I'm trying to think of Mabe's heaven. So that's what I'm saying. Show boy and Ish. The Mishnah's name is show boy and Ish. And Ish. That's what I was going to say, yeah? So I'm going to. So I shouldn't put a Bob before the Mabe.
Ish?
No. Yes. Right. So it should be show boy and Ish. Show boy Mabe, which means and Ish.
Yeah,
all right. If that's the kind of show we can live with. If so, then Mabe is one thing. Abo, there's four. Abo is the Zikin. Four is the Zikin. Shlosh Abed, there's only three. There's Shoy, Boy, and Mabe. That's three. That's a good question. Perhaps they'll say Thomas Shoy, this be Tati. Or maybe I saw it to catch that. Shoy means two, Shen Regel. And then you have Boy, three. And then you have Ish, Mareve. And Karen will put in later in the next Mishnah.
Yeah, let's see, that's sure. There's four things. This one is two, the last one is zero.
What's it called?
Yeah.
This
is a jest. It's a roundabout way of explaining the mission.
Okay. What
would it be the point to have Mabe? Do you want to define Mabe?
Yeah, why not? Because the loss of the posse. The loss of the posse. The loss of the posse was so bow up.
But you have direct stuki for Ish. Why do you have to find a Ish in the Pasuk in Nach and put it in the Mishnah?
Okay, that's a good question. Why don't you just say the word Ish? Yeah, I just don't say Ish. It's Heaven. Heaven's not written in the Torah. Heaven's not written in the Torah. So I want to use a Pasuk in the Torah. So you're saying, why use the Pasuk in Shai? And tell me what Ish is. If they were Heaven, say the Pasuk of Ish, Yad Ish. Yadlik is the woman say, the Torah didn't say, Ish is talking about Yadlik, said Yadlik. No, this is talking about Ish, the word Ish, Mabe is Ish. Yeah, okay. So here's the question. It says the Gemara, Yehochi, Loizeh, Vezeh, Sheish, Ben Rochai. Pray the Gemara, if you're right, that Mabe is Ish. And we'll dray out of everything. And what will we say? That it's four, obviously, Zikin, because Shoy is two. And Mabe is one. So I get to four. But you don't read the rest of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Loizeh v'zeh sheish ben rochayim. Loizeh v'zeh sheish ben rochayim. Loizeh v'zeh. What's zeh v'zeh? Shoy and Mabe. They have rochayim. Neither part of that sentence makes sense. Not the loizeh v'zeh sheish ben rochayim. and not the Kari Eish. Because Lo Yizev and Zesh Yitzhak Rokham is referring to Shor and Eish. So Shor and Eish don't quote Yitzhak Rokham. And it doesn't make sense to carry on Kari Eish. Because they're saying that Eish is not, can't learn out from Eish. Doesn't read. So that's the Gemara's question. If you're right, then Mavet Eish, how do you read the rest of the Mishnah? Lo Yizev and Zesh Yitzhak Rokham. What? Not this or this. Show you. Mavet. Then they've got Rokhaim. Eish, my Rokhaim is the Eish doesn't have Rokhaim. And what Rokhaim is there? What Rokhaim is an Eish? Vesu, and furthermore, my Kari Eish. How do you read the next part of the Rokhaim? Not Shoya and Mavet are comparable to heaven. Well, I thought Mavet and heaven are the same. I thought Mavet and heaven is Eish. So I'll go, that can't be the Pshat. And therefore, we go back to understanding, although the positive reads so well, the mother means either Shem or Otto. Gemara, end of the story. Very simple Gemara. Says Rashi. The Kasha, if you want to ask the Kasha, which you're moving, ask that instead of it starts all following you. I thought that's what you started with the Gemara, then you ended off with the Masoya. But the Kasha is the Met. Did Rav Mori really think there was such a habit in the Sugya to say that Mavet is mine, is Eish, mine Eish, is it, or is it? Was there ever such a habit in that? The answer of the Gemara is so blatantly obvious. So did he really have such a habit? Did Rav Mori really think, put up his hand in the Mishnah and say, you know, maybe perhaps it's Eish, and then somebody had forgot the end of the Mishnah? Is that what happened in the Mishnah? Do you think I get a bit rough sometimes, and you can imagine what they did. Yeah. You're standing up, wasting your time. What you really thought that was? Is that what happened in the Beis Medrash? Or did you did say mean something else by it? By end of that question. That's so we're gonna have the sugya taking on those vid really meant it. Because in Rashi thesis, that's what it seems to be. There is an Maharapyo in the Rashi and the Shit Magventus, they said not like it. But in Rashi thesis, it's clear that it's definitely says it's clear that there was such a suggestion posed in the Beis Medrash. And
why are we saying about
it? Mori knows it. Yeah, and Mori knows it. In Mori, there's not as great a question. There's still one question that how can you say Zev Zeshit Ruachayim? Mayim doesn't have Ruachayim. Kareh Eish at least can read. In the Zvid, it's like heaven. I can use Mabe and Eish, and then you read the sentence, don't read Kareh Eish. So in the Zvid, it's looking better. In the Mori, it's also difficult. So that's a Mamete question, which when you're on the subject, should have. Was it really a Habamina, or was the Zvid coming and the Mori coming to say something else? So in the Shidduch Gebetz, the Rashba, they explain it. He wasn't really coming to suggest that it's Eish. He was really coming to say something else. But I don't want to go in that way for the time being. Anyway, we have Rashba places and they're on the page and they get Kadim. So Rashi, Eima Mame Zamai. Rashi, Eima Mame Zamai. Shem Shoyper Odom Meimah, that one we did. Yeah, Shem Shoyper Odom Meimah, but if somebody throws his water in a Shutterarim, and somebody else came and Nitznefu Kelov, and his Kelov got spoiled, Chai Vashoyp on his Chai. Why is Rashi talking about Shutterarim?
Because this was a Shutterarim, we need to do whatever
he wants to do. Right, so yeah, it should be a I can know what's going on. Kikdoya Eish Hamas. Kigoya Kimoy. Kimoy Sheish. Stoyev Doma Haninas. Just like Eish burns something that dissolves. Kugo Zephyrs. Like tar, shavo, wax. The whole meaning of Rav and anything fatty. Just like Eish causes it to dissolve. Right? If you put tar onto fire, it becomes a liquid. And the same too with wax and fatty food.
Fat.
Yeah. F-A-T. It says the Thomas Bachman that's got a revav on big dog. It's staying a fatty stain on his garment is a chilvash. Revav is fat. Mayim tiba ish. It doesn't say. Sorry, mayim tiba ish is still the mix of the bottle. Okay, mayim. Now, this is how we understood Shemavim is ish, like water that causes the fire to bubble. When you put water on fire, it becomes like bubbles, sizzles. And you see, the heat sizzles. So just like the water causes fire to sizzle, the same the kohokihu, and the pasuk ends off like this. The end of the pasuk is like this. Lo idea shimcho litso lecho. To make known your name with a capital Y. Hashem's name, litso lecho, to his enemies, to your enemies. Came to idea shimcho litso lecho. So too your name will be known to your enemies. When Hashem destroys them from the world, you can imagine they have all these goyim, and Hashem will pour this water on them, and they will wash sizzle and or fire, whatever Hashem will do them, and cause them to dissolve. So we said it can't be mixes mayim nivu, because it says mayim nivu. Let's say mayim nivu loshen rabim. Nivu is loshen rabim. Water is never loshen yachid. There is no loshen yachid for mayim. Mayim is loshen rabim. You know why?
What is my breath?
Huh?
More than one rabbi.
Right? My name in definition is always rabbi. Lost the rabbi. Does it say nibu? If it's going on the water, it would be nibu, lost the rabbi, the blue. Now, having mashma, it would imply the mave and my inkoi. If it would be lost the rabbi, then it would be mashma bemet that the mayim is going on the nibu is going on the mayim. Shehein mevavim is ish. They would be mevavia the ish. It doesn't say that. Tiva ish ksiv. The mashma sheish mevavia hamayim. Tiva ish is the ish doing it, which is mashma. It's neloshen yochid. It's going on the fire. The mashma sheish mevavia hamayim. The fire that's causing the water to bubble. The tiva loshen yochid number one. And Loshon Nekeva, number two. And Esh is Kanoeh, a female construct. So maybe Purushik of a parish, Hamav'eh Zeh'ahem. Maybe it's going to explain that. Mav'eh, it means heaven, fire. Well, then we ran into another problem. Okay, maybe Shor means two. This may doubt. Shem Regel. It's got two. It's got Shem Regel. V'keh, like a Voshim. Karen, we're not counting. Why not? The bitamim loy kumari. And this is not referring to time. So he said it can't be because my loy zeh bezeh. My loy zeh bezeh. Diktona b'masisin. It says in the Mishnah, loy zeh bezeh. And it's referring to shor umare. And it says, loy zeh bezeh, sheish behen ruach chayim. Not Shoya Mabe, because both of them are Ruach Chaim. If Mabe Hainu Esh, if Mabe is Esh, me is be Ruach Chaim. Is there any Ruach Chaim in Esh? There's no Ruach Chaim. So come, so we threw out the Mori and Rezvid suggestion. There's no way, it's not referring to Mayim, not referring to Esh, and rather referring either to Shen or to Od. So here we come to Tesis. Ve'ima Mabe Zenai. Perhaps Mabe is Mayim.
Everyone did it?
I think we should ask a different way. Anyone did it? Yeah, you did it? What with you? I haven't started it? Wow. Okay. I don't mind stopping. We'll carry on on Tuesday. You finished both tasting or not? No? Okay, so do the tasting. I'll tell you what I want you to do. Do the tasting, learn it. And then Tony Rishaya from the Gemara, Tony Rishaya all the way down till the Peh of the Aleph. Till Lema. No, we can even stop early, but it's too far for you to go like this. So you do it till over here. From Tanya B'Shaya till Tanya B'Chia. Tanya B'Shaya is on the two dots, until Tanya Bechia is about 10 lines up from the end of the Amud. All right? We're now going to have the next prices. They're going to be a list of other types of obvious nizikim. We've had four. And then we're going to have one with saying Rabbi Shai has got 13 and Rabbi Chiya has got 24. And then the Gemara is going to work out why each one doesn't go with that. But for now, we have Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shai. Okay, then so those of you that have done this, this is going to do but you're further anyway. Till Tony, Rabbi Chiya.
Yes,
so,
but the first.
Yeah, okay, here comes the questions. Yeah.
Shame on your questions.
Yeah, it's all good.